Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim, Klal Chav Zayin, the Simen Yud Aleph. So now, he deals with a case where the person missed Mincha on Shabbos, and he's going to be darvening Maariv Motzi Shabbos as Tashlumin for Mincha on Shabbos. And again, we have this idea that he's davening a different Shemoneh Esrei than the Shemoneh Esrei that he lost. He lost the Mincha of Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha of Shabbos. Now he's that which is seven brachas, and the middle bracha is a Torah chod. And here he's davening Maariv Motzi Shabbos as a replacement for the Mincha of Shabbos that he lost, a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, Tavla hispala Mincha b'Shabbos. The person missed Mincha on Shabbos. Hispala b'Motzi Shabbos beis. He davens twice Maariv Motzi Shabbos, two Shemoneh Esreis, shalchel both weekdays. Okay, now where do you say Havdalah? We'll see later on. Let's say a scenario where a person missed Mincha Erev Rosh Chodesh, and he realized that he missed Mincha, and it's ready time for Maariv of Rosh Chodesh. So he davens Maariv twice, and he mentions Yalav V'Yavo in both Shemoneh Esreis, because this is Shemoneh Esrei, which is taking place in Rosh Chodesh, even the second one. And the rule is, when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei on the day of a which needs to be commemorated, you have a chiyuv to mention Me'ein Amara, something about the occurrence which is taking place. So do we look at Havdalah similarly? And he should say Atochan Antonu for Havdalah in both the first and second Shemoneh Esrei, because the Maariv of Motzi Shabbos, you're supposed to say Atochan Antonu. So what's the halacha? V'omer Atochan Antonu b'rishayna shehi tefilas kaiva avaloi b'shniya shebola tashlumin. So he does not say Havdalah twice. He does not say the Atochan Antonu, the Havdalah that we say in Shemoneh Esrei. He does not say that twice. He only says it in the first Shemoneh Esrei, not in the second one. Avaloi b'shniyah shebola tashlumin. The Havdalah ain't tzarchler me'ela pamachas. Havdalah is not really a idea of mentioning me'ein of the ma'ara. It's rather in fact, it's a different din. It's that we need to make some indication of the change from Shabbos to the weekday. Well, I did that already. I don't have to do it twice. There's no need to say it twice. Ve'en adorma l'simen yod. That the cases which we had before, where it looks that we say that you're having the same Shemoneh Esrei with whatever you're supposed to do. Now, mekomalkum im hivdol b'shteyan. Now, but if he did say Havdalah twice, that's not considered a hefsik. He's not yet the second Shemoneh Esrei. Or even more kiddush, loy hivdol b'shteyan. So the halacha is that b'di'evad, if a person forgets to say Havdalah, he's yotzei, because since eventually he's going to say Havdalah over a cup of wine, a cup of grape juice. So even though he forgot Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, he's still yotzei. So over here, he forgot Havdalah in both the first and the second. So regards to being yotzei Shemoneh Esrei, he's yotzei because skipping Havdalah is not ma'akev b'di'evad even yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. But we should have this new problem that he's getting things out of order. Well, it's not out of order. It's only out of order if you daven the extra one first. Over here, why should I believe he's davening the extra one first? He didn't have Havdalah in either of them. So they're both equal footing. So let's assume, like you always assume, that he intended for the first one properly and for the second one properly. I feel a hivdol b'shniyah v'lo b'rishona. Rashi niskaven b'rishona shehi tefilas chayva. Rak sheshachar bo Havdalah is yotze. The Chayyim says, I'll give you a scenario where he only said Havdalah in the second one. So now this sounds a little more challenging, because he only said Havdalah in the second one. It sounds like he's seeing Havdalah as the primary tefillah, which is the one that you say Havdalah in, this as the second one. And that's why he said it second, not first. But the Chayyim says, however, if he had the right kavanah, he intended that the first Shemoneh Esrei should be the Shemoneh Esrei of 4 months of Shabbos. That's really what he intended. He just forgot, whatever reason, he forgot Havdalah. Rosh Hashanah bo Havdalah, he forgot Havdalah, so Lach is Yotza, even though he ends up saying Havdalah in the second Shemoneh Esrei, but since over here he had clear intent that it should be for the right Tefillah, for the Chi of Tefillah, and it's not obvious by the lack of Havdalah exactly what he's doing, because Havdalah doesn't belong specifically to the Marav, it belongs to the first Shemoneh Esrei after Shabbos. So I missed in the first one, I'll say it in the second one. It's not a loch in Kiev. So Bidi ever you yotzit. Awam niskabim v'rishon v'chitiyah l'tashlumen. What about the other way around? You know, let's leave this for the next year. It needs a little bit of explanation. So let's leave it, and meanwhile, have a good day.